Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. He certainly is good to us. He doesn't have to do one more thing, and I have enough to praise him throughout eternity. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, we don't want to hold you any longer. We want to just hand it over to our brother and have him just jump right back in the saddle. And we're expecting round two tonight. We're expecting to feast upon the unfailing body word of the Son of Man. You know, that's it's a wonderful thing that you can fellowship with and have ministers come from different parts of the world that are preaching the same thing. I mean, even in the denominations, they don't preach the same thing amongst one denomination. But yet, the God called ministers under the same anointing of the same Spirit are saying the same thing. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. So we want our brother to just take his liberty. Did you enjoy that this morning? Yes. Amen. So we'll have a homework assignment for those that weren't here. They'll need to listen to the message from this morning. So our brother will be with us on Wednesday night as well. So if you can make it on Wednesday, that'd be wonderful. Otherwise, we'll say amen for you also. Praise the Lord. So without further ado, we'll turn it over to our brother.
Yeah, God bless you. So greetings once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I bring greetings from my family and the church back home. So they all are praying. Amen. So let's read from the scripture. And going to read from the book of Revelation. So before we open the book, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again we have come in your presence, Lord. And we know that you are here according to your promise. And Lord, I pray this evening you visit us, Lord, and give your word to us. And we know that you are the only one who can open this book. Unite the speaker and the audience, Lord. And open our understanding to listen to you, Lord, to understand your word. If there is any needs in the body, Lord, you are here to meet that need, Lord. Be merciful to them, Lord, who are sick or afflicted or if they are in special need, Lord. We commit everything into your hand. And Lord, take your word and put in the hearts of your people. Because we know that your prophet said the bride knows what he wants to done with the word. Amen. Speak to us. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 6. And we are going to read 9 to 11 verses. Revelation chapter 6, 9 to 11. Amen. Amen. And we praise God for the revelation. Amen. Because of the message, we know what is written in the book of Revelation. Right. So this is the book they do not read in the denomination. But this book starts with, blessed are those who read it, amen, and obey it. So we praise God for the message of the hour. Because of the message, we know what we need to know. Because we know our time, we know what scripture is already fulfilled, what God is doing right now, and what God is going to do in the future because of the message. 6 and 9, this is the fifth seal. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, Doest thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. May the Lord add his blessings upon the reading of his word. You may be seated, please. God bless you once again. So I want to speak on a thought about the robe. And we know that one of these days we are going to be raptured. But the Bible says that without the robe, nobody can go in the wedding supper. So we need the robes, the clothes to be covered with. Amen. So that's what I would like to speak with you this morning. Clothed upon with your house. Amen. So we need to be clothed. Otherwise, we will not be in the rapture. So now here we see that when the fifth seal is opened, John saw the souls under the altar. Amen. The souls, those souls that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. They were believers. They had good testimony. They were living the word. Amen. And they held the word, the testimony. Amen. They lived their testimony. But still, they are crying there. In the morning we saw, they are under the sixth, under the altar, sixth dimension. Perfection is there. Peace is there. There is a rest, as Brother Branham said. Amen. But we see here, in the verse 10, they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" So they are killed, slain, because the testimony they held, because of the word of God. Amen. And now they are dead. Their bodies were destroyed because they were slain. Yeah, right. And after that, now they are in the sixth dimension. Uh-huh. Amen. And we know that they are used. Yes, right. Prophet said, it is not the bride. Right. Because bride will not ask for revenge. Right. They are Jews. And now they are asking for revenge. Because we know that they were gassed in the gas chambers. And they in the Holocaust. And they were burnt to death. Some were shot. Some were cremated in the ovens. Some were persecuted and hunted down. And they all held the word. Held the testimony. And though they are under the altar now, after the death, after their bodies been killed, amen. But still they remember how they were killed, but still they are full of revenge. Yes. And they are crying for that. Yeah. They want revenge for them who killed them. Yeah. Amen. So they are asking the Lord, "How long, Lord?" And the Bible says, amen, these are good people. Because otherwise you cannot go there in the sixth dimension. Nice people. They were living for the word of God. But these were people who were slain for the word of God. Amen. But yet they were full of revenge. Yet they were crying for revenge. yet they could not seem to release the ones that had persecuted them. So they are asking for a way. They went into other life. And they are in good place. But still they are asking for the revenge. Because they are still conscious. But Branham said, after death we are still conscious. Some people think that when somebody dies, so the souls are like sleeping or something. But now we see here, they are still conscious. They know how they were killed, who killed them, and now they are asking for revenge. Even we this morning saw about the rich young ruler. After death, he was still conscious. He knows that he had a family, and even he knows that they are not repentant. So he wanted to go back. So after death, we all are conscious. We know how we died and what we have done in our lives. We do not forget anything. Even whatever we forgotten here will be remembered. It will come back in our memory. Because our memory is in the mind. Mind is a spirit. So we see that these people are conscious and asking for revenge and crying there. And then the Lord said, God said, wait a little while. And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Amen. So when they are crying for revenge, God said, rest for a while. And white robes were given unto every one of them. That's what we would like to speak this evening. What is a robe? I want to read few scripture from the Bible about the robe. First is found in Matthew 17:2. This is Mount Transfiguration. When Jesus took Peter, John and James up on the mountain, three earthly witnesses, as Brother Branham said, and Moses as Elijah came, and they were talking about his death, burial and resurrection, about the cross. 17:2, and the Bible says, and his face was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. And his raiment was white as the light. So, he was transformed before them. And his robe, his clothes were shining as the sun. And his raiment was white as the light. Mark 9:3. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow. So as no fuller on earth can white them. Revelation 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3:18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, and that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Revelation 4:4. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. 7:9. Revelation. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Amen. So we see here in all these verses about the robes, all the people who are in heavens, they are in the robes. They are clothed with the robes. Amen. So I would like to read one more scripture found in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, which is our subject. Paul is writing in this great teaching here. And he is the one who went behind the curtain of time. And he saw the people there. He met with them. He shook hands with them. He hugged them. And then when he came back, he wrote about them. Amen. He saw celestial bodies. And now he's writing concerning these things. 5:1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Amen. So he is very sure. He said, we know that if this earthly house we dissolve, we have one already waiting there. Amen. He said, we know that. Amen. We are not assuming this. This is not that we are supposing this. Or we hope that. He is sure. Very sure. And he said, we know that. Because he went there. And he met the people there. Amen. And he saw them. Amen. So that's why he said, we know this, that if this is gone, dissolved, we have one more. Amen. 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 We know this, if this earthly house, this past house that came by sex, born of a woman, few days and full of trouble, if it dissolved, well, we have one more, another one. Amen. And that one is an eternal. Made without hands. Amen. Not temporal. But an eternal. And Brother Branham said, there is only one form of eternal. That's God. Amen. That's God's own life. So that one waiting there is not temporal. It's not temporary. It's an eternal house. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Not made with the hands. So it means eternal, no beginning, no end. Amen. Amen. Eternal in the heavens, not in the grave somewhere. Right. Brother Branham said, if somebody tells you that Brother Branham dead, he said, don't believe that. Right. Amen. 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 Because when we die, we are somewhere. Amen. Because our bodies are there. And second verse. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Amen. Said we are earnestly desiring that we will be clothed upon with that house, which is in heaven. Amen. In this age, when we know that all the mysteries being revealed, amen, and the word is open to get us prepared, my question is, are we earnestly desiring to go there, to be clothed with that house? When we know that the Holy Spirit is released in the church, when all the word been open to us, amen, seven seal book is open, amen. Are we earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with your house, with our house which is in heaven? Amen. Because this is the time when we see the earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, and rumors of wars, and all the disturbance. We must be get ready. Earnestly desiring to clothe with that host which is in heaven. Amen. Three words. If so be that, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Watch the language here. He says, clothed and naked. And clothed with an house. We are going to wear a house. And that house is eternal house. Amen. Why we want to be clothed? Because we don't want to be seen naked. If we don't wear anything, we are found naked. So why we wear? Because we don't want to be found naked. Amen. And if we are not clothed with that house which is in heaven, so we will be found naked. Is there nakedness and covering in heaven in that dimension? Because the Bible says if we are not clothed with that house, we will be found naked. And that's why we want to be clothed. Because we don't want to be naked. So, does there a nakedness in the spirit world? Clothing is connected to glory and honor. But the nakedness is connected with the shame and embarrassment. Why would we want to be clothed so that we shall not be found naked? Amen? In other words, if we die here and go to other place, and our house, our clothing are not there, then we will be naked. Because there is nothing to wear. In other words, we will be just a soul. Because soul need bodies. Amen. Those souls under the altars, they were crying. And the Bible says the clothes, the robes were given unto them. Amen. So if we die here and we do not have the house, the clothing, the robes there, then we will be just a soul. You lose this body, but you have no other body there. So you go out as a soul there. And there is nothing to cover. Because you do not have the body there, you will be naked. Yeah. Bob Branham said in the message Countdown, I think the fifth dimension is where the sinner dies, where he goes. Now I think that when the sinner dies, he goes to this fourth dimension. Notice, the first thing, he cannot go in the presence of God because he is a sinner and his time is up on earth. If I would type it for you, it is like trying to go to sleep. And you cannot be asleep and you are in a nightmare. That is the state of the wicked dead. He cannot go in the presence of God because he is a sinner. He cannot return back to the earth because his time is up. And he is caught between the two things in the fifth dimension. He has got a soul and he cannot go in the presence of God because it is not covered by the blood. He is a sinner. He cannot wake himself up because his time is up on earth. So, Branham said, so there he is in a tormented nightmare. And when a sinner dies, he is caught with his soul between earth and hell in a nightmare. There he stands. The countdown. So when we die, this earthly tabernacle, this body we are wearing. I am wearing this some 46 years. And it's getting older and older. And when this dissolve, when this die, amen, praise God, we are elected one and chosen one. Only for the elected, we have other bodies. Those bodies or those robes are not for all the people. But if this die, amen, we have one already. Jesus said, I am going to prepare a place for you. Mansion. Amen. So those houses are not like this house or as we are here. If we have this kind of house there, then we will be again in trouble. But he said, I am going to prepare a place. There are many mansions. Amen. In my father's house. So he has gone to prepare a place for us. Hallelujah. So we, if somebody who is not a believer, not covered with the blood, and if he die, and he, because there is not, he is not saved person, he cannot go in the presence of the Lord, and he cannot come back, because his days are over. He will be in tormented condition. That's why as soon as someone die, they ask to pray for, they pray and say, may his soul rest in peace. But there is no rest for the wicked, the Bible says. Rest is only for the elected people. Amen. But they want to pray for the soul, that his soul may rest in peace, because the soul is in tormented condition. That's a horrible place. That's why we must be covered by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. We must make sure that we have the house there. Amen. So we see that if there is not a house there, we will be found naked. So Paul here is talking about a different condition than what we have read here under the fifth seal. They were just souls under the altar, fifth seal. And they were crying for evens. They were not clothed. But the Bible says, then the clothes, the robes were given unto them. But for us, the Bible says, that we are, who are in this tabernacle, we groan, being burdened. Not for that we would be unclothed. We don't want to die. Amen. We are burdened about this, to wear that house. Because the prophet has come in this age, and he went behind the curtain of time. He saw all those things and came back with an evidence. With proof. Amen. He entered into that body. Amen. And when he entered into that body, he said, I was young again. He looked back over here and said, there is my body laying next to my wife, who had seen his wife over there too. But he was young in another body. Amen. Then he can say, he could see his body on the bed. Because he said, heaven is not far. Right. That dimension is not very far. Right. He could see back his body. Amen. It is right here. It's right here. Amen. Hallelujah. So he was young in that body. Amen. And he do not want to come back in the body he was laying there on the bed. Amen. So he was a witness with the true testimony. Amen. Who crossed over in that land and came back with evidence. Amen. Came back with substance and began to teach us, you have a one body waiting there. who are in Christ for those people. There is a body. Amen. Verse 4. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon. Amen. So he said, we are burdened to be clothed with that body. Paul, he was in the first churches, but now we are in the seventh churches, which is the final and the last churches. Amen. That's why I said we must be earnestly desire to get that body. Amen. Because the seven angel has come, the mystery been opened, and the word has been provided to us to get us ready for the rapture. Amen. So that's why we must be burdened and desiring earnestly to get that house. Amen. That mortality might be swallowed up of life. Amen. As it is written, 1 Corinthians 15:50-54. Amen. That this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, if we die without Christ, without saved, without covered by that robe or the blood, so then we will be in terrible condition. We will be naked, mean there is a shame, embarrassment there. But I would like to talk a little bit how man became naked. I'm not going to read, but you know in the book of Genesis, when God created man, and he created in his own image and likeness. Amen. And he was covered with the glory, with that robe. Amen. And they were naked, the Bible says, but they were not ashamed because they were covered with the glory. Amen. So the Bible opens when God came down in the cool of the evening. One day when God came down in the cool of the evening. Amen. So he saw his church deceived. And naked. They were deceived. And naked. And they tried to cover their nakedness with the fig leaves. And when God came down, he saw them hiding behind the bushes. They were robbed. Robbed means robbery. Somebody came and robbed the church. And the church was covered with the glory of God. And that evening when God came, he saw them naked. He saw the church deceived and covered with fig leaves. Man made religion. He was deceived by a false doctrine. Because the serpent came, an anointed preacher. Anointed one came and preached something which was added something and taken something. But Branham said, when you add something, it is no more original. When you take something or add something, then it is not original. A anointed preacher came and he gave something to them which was not 100% original word. So they were deceived by the preaching. They were deceived by the wrong doctrine. So, the doctrines which is not according to the Bible, the word, made the people naked. Because the word is our covering. When we are behind the word, we are protected. Amen. So we see that these false anointed ones came and preached something. The church lost its glory. The church with the false doctrine lost its covering. They were naked now. The church, they were in perfect fellowship with God. Every day God comes and they talk, they had a sweet fellowship. A family was broken. Church was broken. Father and children, they were separated because of the false doctrine. Because, and who brought this false doctrine? Anointed ones. Not normal people. That's why all the doctrines started with the anointed people. They are really know the scripture, intellectual. They can really explain. But we must stay with the simple word. So the church, they, as Barbaranam said, they lost the title deed. Dominion over the earth. Lost the eternal life. And fellowship with God. But they had perfect fellowship. They sit and every day they had fellowship. Amen. God comes down every evening and talk with them, with his family, with his church face to face. But because of the wrong doctrine, they found naked. When God saw them, they were in fig leaves. They made something to cover themselves. They wanted to cover their nakedness. But man-made religion cannot cover our nakedness. And the first time when man invented the clothes, it was to cover the shame, the nakedness. It was not for fashion. It was not for to show something. They wanted to cover themselves. They do not want to be found naked. They made something. They invented something to cover the nakedness. That's why Branham came and he even told us how to dress up. Sisters and brothers. Amen. Everything is restored by this message. Amen. So we see that when God saw them, the church, deceived church in the evening time, he ripped that off from them. That man made a reason, because still Adam said, though they had covered with the fig leaves and behind the bushes they hide themselves, still they said, we are naked. Adam said, I am naked, that's why we are here. We hide ourselves. Because there is nothing in the world, there is no religion, no doctrine, nothing can cover us. So God ripped that off, that man-made religion, that covering, and killed a lamb. An innocent lamb was killed. And God took the skin of that lamb and covered them. Showing them that there is only one covering. That is by the slain lamb. That's by the blood of the lamb. There is no remission of sin without, amen, without the blood. Amen. So God brought an atonement. He killed a lamb and he clothed them with lamb's skin. Amen. And he took away that man-made covering. And they were provided with a robe, which came by the death of a lamb. And then their sins were covered. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there is no remission of sins without the blood. Without the blood means without the cross. If you notice in our message circle, the cross is missing. People can only repent and when we will bring them to the cross, to the Calvary. And in the message, mostly I notice somebody comes with new thought, new doctrine, something, and the people go for that. No more evangelism, no more conversion. People go for this and that and other. They are looking for something shortcut. And Brother Branham said, there is no shortcut to heaven. You have to go the way of the cross. Even the Holy Spirit told to Brother Branham, you have chosen a harder way. And the Holy Spirit said, this is my way. So there is no shortcut. But people are looking for shortcut. And somebody comes with new doctrine, and then he says, tell to the people that if you will accept this, then you will get in the rapture. If you accept this man as an apostle, you will go in the rapture. So the people are falling for that. They don't want to go to the cross, to the Calvary. And if the Calvary is missing, then our preaching is dead. Paul said, we are preaching the cross. The blood, because Brother Branham said, all the blessings are in the atonement. Amen. Without atonement, there is no blessing. All the redemptive blessings, the healing, whatever we need, is in the atonement, is in the Calvary. But Calvary is missing, cross is missing. As I was telling in our church, somewhere I was preaching, I said, if you will start something ahead of time, you will finish it ahead of time. If you start early, you will finish early. Some people, they try to start the revival. And they started it early, so early. And they finished early. Now they are doing nothing. Revival is over. Because they start by their own. And the prophet said, you must have your five. Trying to God service without his will. In that message he said, if you are right, sincere, whatever. But if you are out of God's time, you are trying to do a service without his will. Amen. You must know his time. Amen. Amen. So some people, they started the revival ahead of time. And they finished it ahead of time. So we must know God's time. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see that the people are going for this, that, and new things are coming, but there is no shortcut. Right. We need to go to the Calvary. Even Jesus said, remember, why we have communion service? To remember his death. To remember the cross. If cross is missing, then we cannot live that kind of life. That cross, Brother Branham preached sermon that day on Calvary. He told us that then we will remember that he lived for others. Yeah. If the cross is missing, we will live a selfish life. Yeah. That's what happening around the message circle. But there is no remission, amen, of sins without the blood. The cross. So God slain a lamb, killed an innocent lamb, and provided room for them. And the Bible says, Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Amen. Amen. Put on Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Branham, when he came in the evening time, because he is an evening time messenger, he saw the church once again naked, wrapped in fig leaves, man-made doctrines, dogmas, and religion. And what he did, he ripped that away and brought and true atonement. Amen. He restored the lamb. He restored the word. Amen. Because the Laodicean is it's a nakedness. Yes. The Bible says wretched, naked, miserable. Right. And knoweth it not. So he ripped that man-made thing away from them and brought them to the true atonement. Yes. Then like Eliezer, he went at the evening time to get a bride. Amen. So let me read a quote. He said, I hope he will crown my ministry of this, of letting me take the clothes of the word and dress his bride in the clothes of the word and for his righteousness. Present stage of my ministry. So Branham's ministry said is to dress the bride. Because once again when he came, even he preached a deceived church by the word. So he found a deceived church. In the fig leaf, naked age, insane. And his ministry, amen. He said, my ministry is to dress the bride.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because that glory is gone. All have sinned and short from the glory of God. Fallen short. And we know that. In the Bible, we see that Moses was veiled with the glory. Even they could not see him. Amen. And we see that Stephen was robed when he was about to die. His raiment was shining. Amen. Because deity was veiled around him. Even Jesus was robed. We read here after his resurrection also. When he was resurrected, so the woman who came to the grave, they saw his grave clothes there. He was not with those clothes. He was in that glorified body. Amen. Yeah. Even Brother Branham, when he went behind the curtain of time, his body was on the bed.
Yeah.
And his clothes was on the bed. In that body. But he was in another robe. Another body. I mean, he saw saints veiled in the robes there.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So I want to read another quote. Very interesting. Message, redemption by judgment. We have printed this message 2 months back. Not just a gold crown to set on your head, but something far behind that. Paul got a glimpse of it one time. He said, eye hath not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men, what God has for them in store that love him. Not a crown, a gold crown, that would not mean much to me. I don't care about them things anyhow. But my crown is a new body, a new being, crowned in his likeness, a body like his own glorious body, where I can just live with him. That's a crown enough for me. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the crown we need. And we must be covered by the blood of the Lamb. Means we have to go to the Calvary. We must take our cross and go to the Calvary because there is no shortcut to heaven. Every son who comes to God must be tried and chastened. Amen. So we need the robe to get there. And that robe, Brother Branham said, is the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, without that robe, we cannot go to heaven. Amen. God's provided way. Brother, you are going to find yourself the same way. Every man that comes by the door is going to get the same robe. And that robe is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Every man pays the same price. Amen. We have to pay the price to get that robe. Amen. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit, another quote, the baptism of the Holy Spirit was upon Christ. When he was taken up on the day of Pentecost, 120 people went in the upper room, up there with their eyes straight towards heaven, watching. And when he threw that robe of the Holy Ghost back down there, she picked up a double portion out of the Spirit of God. So Abraham is telling us that robe is a Holy Spirit. Amen. Another quote. But to make every man look the same, he has to have that same kind of robe on. The poor does that, the rich have. Now when God gives a poor man the Holy Ghost, it is the same Holy Ghost he gives the rich man. Amen. Another quote. You would not have to tell you what that means. The Holy Ghost, of course, to cover with his own robe. Now God made a robe also to cover. That is the blood of Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost. The robe. Amen. So we need the robe, the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, we cannot go in the rapture, in the wedding supper. And when we read in the Bible, we see that in the wedding supper, there was one man without the robe. And when the king came and he asked him, it is found in Matthew 22. And he said, friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And the Bible said he was speechless. He could not speak. He had no answer. It means without the robe, without the Holy Ghost, without that robe, nobody can get there. Right. Or we will be found naked, mean, ashamed. And we all are sinners. And even if I do not want that my life will be exposed even to a few, before the few people. Nobody wants that because we all are sinners. That's what is nakedness. Ashamed. Embarrassment. So we don't want that. That's why we must be covered by the blood. Even Brother Branham said when he was praying for the people, he could see the life of the people. Right. What they have done in their past, even in their childhood. But he said, I cannot see if they are, their sins are under the blood. Amen. Even he said, God cannot see. Amen. That is the robe God provided. That is the covering we need. Amen. Because the life is in the blood. Yes. And that life has come back in the church. Right. So this is a time of the token.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And Brother Branham said this is a token age.
Yes.
Amen. And even Brother Branham said if you do everything you do, and fail to live that life,
right,
you missed everything. So we need that life.
Yeah.
The life of Jesus Christ has come back in the church.
Yeah.
And that life is to display.
Sure.
Yeah. That is the robe.
Yeah.
That is the covering. Amen.
Yeah.
And the Bible says when that man found without the wedding robe, he was speechless.
Right.
He could not speak a word.
But Branham said that's a terrible condition because he cannot come back. He cannot go in the presence of God. He's between, like a nightmare, in terrible condition.
So there is one scripture I would like to read, and then I'll this is the last scripture, and I'm going to close this. If somebody is not robed or clothed with that robe, which is the Holy Spirit, the wedding robe, then we still have the time. And the Bible says, if you give your children what they want and ask, then your Heavenly Father, why not He will give you the Holy Spirit when you will ask? Amen. If we have desire, deep desire in our hearts, and the Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Amen. So, if somebody has not truly repented and have not given whole life, I was reading this afternoon, Brother Branham said, God wants everything, your life, your talent, whatever you have, God wants everything. All, every minute of our life. He wants everything. Amen. If we have not completely surrendered to Him, because the Holy Spirit, Brother Branham said, full obedience to the word of God entitles you to the token. Full obedience to the word, amen, brings the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So He knocked at the door. 3:18 Revelation, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. So he's in this Laodicean age, he said, I knock at the door. And he said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold. Buy. Because we need to pay the price. Right. But Branham said, same price for everyone. Right. Amen. Amen. Because if we want to keep the presence of God in our lives, then we have to pay the price. Yeah. There is a price to pay if we want to keep the presence of God with us.
Right.
Amen. So, he's knocking at the door. He said, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Amen. He's good, he's merciful. He wants, amen, to provide that robe. He's still on the mercy seat. He's still, amen. If somebody has not filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, he's still ready to give the Holy Spirit. There is never too late to come to God. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. You can think about it. And must not be in hurry when new things come or new strange doctrine, something comes. Wait upon the Lord. Pray. And if you will pray and wait upon the Lord, He will direct your path. He will give you guidance. He will give you directions. But if you will be in a hurry or if anything comes up and you without prayer and you take anything, that's dangerous. We saw that the church was deceived by the wrong doctrine, by false united ones. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this time that you have given us. And we thank you for the message of the hour. That short to get the bride together. To dress up with the word. And your word says that the bride hath made herself ready. This is a time to get ready. Because you can come any time. It could be tonight. So help us, Lord. We do not want to be found naked. But we want to be robed with the Holy Spirit. With the robe that you have provided for the church. Help us. And I pray, Lord, if anyone among us have not received the Holy Spirit, I pray, Lord, give the Holy Ghost to that person. Anoint him or her, Lord. I give them into your hand. Bless this church, Lord. Bless all the efforts they are doing, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the message of the hour. That's the covering, the word, to cover the nakedness in this Laodicean age. Lord, help us. We want to be faithful, sincere, and there is only one desire in our heart, that we want to hear that sweet voice that says, "Well done, my son. Well done, my daughter. Entered into the joy. Entered into that body. Entered into that robe." That's what we want to hear, Lord. That sweet voice, "Well done." So keep us in your perfect will and in unity and in love. And Lord, help us in our life's journey. Keep us away from all evil, harm, danger. And also protect us from all the wrong things which are not according to your word. We ask this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Thank you. So I give the service back to Brother Sam.
You know, it would be one thing to be naked and there's nothing you could do about it. But he's not only offering us the right kind of clothing to dress in, but the very best. Royal robes. Royal clothing. Amen. Those that are naked are the ones that say, "I think," and "it seems to me," and "my idea is." You know, we were discussing just at lunchtime how some of the things that people will get hung up over and miss the simplicity of this great message. And we were discussing how some are, you know, insist that you call Jesus Yeshua, you know, call him what his mother called him. And if you aren't using the Hebrew word, then Hebrew name, then you're not using the right name. One of the messages that he quoted from tonight, Brother Branham clears that up. And I was looking at it this afternoon, and Brother Branham said that there was a tract that was handed out, and he said a minister just felt so tore up and felt so urgent about it that he had to get this tract into Brother Branham's hands to see what he would do about it. And of course, in the tract, it was kind of pushing this, "You got to call him Yeshua," or, you know, and he talks about how some say you got to call him Jehovah or whatever. And he says, we're better grounded than that. He says, don't you fall off on something like that, you know, don't you run off on something like that. So teaching, Brother Brown said, teaching is the bark that's on the tree, or doctrine, and it protects the life. But it's also, as we heard tonight, it's the covering, right? You take that off and it's naked, and the life can leak out. So I'm thankful tonight for this solid, you can rest in this. And it's airtight. You know, there's nothing that anyone can come. That's one of the things that's so comforting. There's nothing that anybody outside of our ranks or even in our ranks can come and challenge us with to make us question whether the word has been restored. You know, well, this is wrong or that is wrong or this is wrong. It's not wrong. It's been restored and we're counting on it. We're resting on it. Amen. We're dressed in it, as our brother said tonight. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Did you enjoy that? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you can go ahead. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, let's worship him for a moment or two. Would that be all right? Certainly worthy of our praise, huh? Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. I'm probably too high, huh? Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he.